Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, the
great man. This is in the ghetto.
Sunday, the 21st of September, 2014. Excuse me, banging my phone around. It's not got a cover on it. Who left the butter out? Me. Okay. Let me just put that away. I'm in the kitchen, so you might hear a few bangs and crashes. There's not much to report, really. Well, there is. The story of my phone. Last night, it happened on Audio Boo, so you might have heard this by now, but depending on when I decided to upload it. We were clearing out the cupboards. I was washing up some plastic containers we've got, because I wanted them to go all nice and clean in the cupboard. And I've got my phone. Got a little corner bit of worktop above the dishwasher. Let's move this over here. Where we've got the food waste bin, and I just pile up stuff that's got to go in the recycling bins. There, my radio's there as well. It's by the window. And so the left of it is the draining board for the sink. Excuse me, I'm just getting a drink of squash. And I put my phone there because I was washing up. And when I went to look for it, turn it off, to pause it, there was no sign of it. And then you realise that Obi had been cleaning up here, been spraying with bleach and that. He put it in the washing up rack, and I put all the plastic containers dripping with water all over it. Now my phone was gone. It still carried on recording, but I suppose there's two speakers on it. I don't really know how. I've never really gone into the ins and outs of an iPhone or any other phone for that matter. But obviously there's two. If you're listening to an Audio Boo or any kind of audio, and you can still hear voiceover on top of it. So I guess there's two outlets. And the phone one was working. If he rang me, my phone was ringing, and the voicemail, you could hear that, and the voiceover would say who it was, and so that was fine, but there was no voiceover on the menus. The phone was actually working perfectly, because I quickly dried it, but there was no voiceover, no clicks, nothing. I couldn't use it. Sometimes it'd come for a few seconds and it'd go, so we left it overnight. I turned it over on its side, upside down, and in the morning it was still as dead as anything. With regard to speech, apart from if you use the phone part, which I still couldn't do, unless someone rang me, because I didn't know when it was, well, because I couldn't use it to get to the contacts and everything. So Obi picked it up and he looked at it, and he said he had a friend who might know somewhere to get it fixed. And I thought, I'm not paying Apple and Vodafone's prices. It's probably going to be about £200. That's what someone told me before. And so he looked at it, he turned it over, and he said he could see water in the lens of the camera, and I'm guessing it's gone in the top, where the sensor bit is, where there's that little long slot thing at the top. It's gone in there and through to the back of the camera. So I said, why don't we try and dry it with a hairdryer? So he dried it with a hairdryer. I said, we'll have to be very careful, because we don't want to overheat the foam. So we did it, and it didn't require that much. And as soon as he started doing it, he could see that the water was reducing until the camera part was completely dry. But it still wasn't working. So I said about the speakers, and so he looked and he saw where the speakers are, and he did dry them with the hairdryer, and it's working perfectly. I can't believe it. So I think he felt really bad about it, so I never had a go at him. I said, oh, what a stupid thing to do. It was purely a case of not thinking and probably forgetting that I'm not going to see it's there, which I suppose some people do sometimes. And in a way, that's a good thing, not to be conscious that I'm blind all the time. It was just like, you put it there, and he forgot to pick it up again, probably because in that short space of time I put something over the top of it and he couldn't see it anymore. You know what the sizes are like. those of you who are blind, it's like out of sight, out of mind. I got a bit shirty to start with when he said that he didn't put it there, because he obviously did, but then he didn't deny it because he knows it must have done. So I didn't want to make him feel really bad. But what I was really dreading actually was being in the house on my own with no phone, because bearing in mind we've still got no landline. I don't like the idea of it. I mean, normally it would be okay, but I have got my extra kidney problems, and you never know when I might need to call somebody. I mean, you just don't. And or if I really didn't feel well or something. So this morning, before we managed to fix it out, came my old Nokia E72, and it's plugged in, it's charged up now, and I said, well, I'm going to keep it as a spare just in case, because once when we get the landline back, I'll feel better. But I really didn't like the idea of it, and it's really awful how much I rely on this phone, because even just for texts and stuff, I mean, I can do without the internet, you know, I'm not really that bothered. Audio boo I miss, yes, but, you know, if the worst comes to worst, I can do without it. Facebook, I'm not on Twitter. But I didn't like the idea that I couldn't keep in touch with Ronan, because he's still at his auntie's, and it wasn't very nice. And when I woke up this morning and realised the reality of it, when it still wasn't working, I felt quite upset. I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? It's going to be weeks before. I said, I'm sure it's going to be weeks before it dries out. But it isn't, thankfully. So I'm very pleased about that. I'm very pleased indeed. It's all turned out okay. So I definitely think my phone has 9 lives. That's all I've got to say, really. I'm going to be extra careful with it now. I do not want that to happen again, because it's really not good. Especially having no phone in the house at all. And that wasn't, you know, I just felt so cut off, so totally cut off. And I didn't even know what the time was. I mean, I must get it fixed. I've got a Braille watch. It needs a new battery. But at the moment, it's obviously not got one, so it's not working. And so that means that the only way I can tell the time is on the radio. I can't even, ring the time, because the landline's not working. So I was really, really stuck. Or I would have been. I'm glad I had the idea, because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to do something and think at the same time. Because I'm glad I had the idea about the hairdryer. I don't have a hairdryer, but my kids do. Believe it or not, my sons have a hairdryer. It's really Ronan's, but Connor uses it sometimes. I never use a hairdryer because it straightens my hair. And it makes it very hard to comb and brush. So luckily we managed to ring Ronan saying, where do you keep your hairdryer? And all was good with the world, because I got it fixed. I was just so happy I know that sounds pathetic, but, you know, why? Isn't it awful, really? It's quite frightening the way that we rely on our phone now. And I never thought I was a phone person, really. I'm not obsessed with my iPhone like some people are. And I'm not upgrading to iOS 8, by the way, because I've got a 4S and it's just pointless. Why fix what's not broken? I'm just so thankful that I've got it working at all, so I don't want to go on that. What's the expression? Rock the apple cart? Is it? I'm sure I've got all my expressions mixed up. Rock the boat. Upset the apple cart. That's it. I knew it was wrong. I don't want to rock the boat or upset the apple cart. Or even rock the apple cart and upset the boat. I definitely don't want to do any of those things. So when I upgrade to a 6, which I hopefully will do when my contract's renewed at the beginning of next year, like March or something. Hopefully, by then, all the horrible bugs will be fixed. And maybe they're not so bad with the six anyway, I don't know. And I'm quite happy with iOS 7, thank you very much. I certainly wouldn't update it when I've got no Wi-Fi anyway, so I'm staying put. And so the countdown to the Wi-Fi return, hopefully, I'm not going to get my hopes up too much in case they can't fix it for some reason, like they didn't order a new cable and ours has been pinched. So hopefully Wednesday we'll be back on air properly and I can upload all this crap because it's piling up now. And I'm very conscious there's going to be a deluge of stuff from me, which most people probably won't bother listening to. And I can't say I blame them. I can't say I blame them at all. But anyway, Obi's at work. I think it's his last night at the care home. My dog's licking his bowl that's on the floor from this morning. That's Connor, I nearly said, what is wrong with me today? That's Lammy. I'm going to feed them in a minute. But Obi's gone to the home tonight and it's going to be his last time, we think, because he's told them he's had enough of the community work because it's a lot of walking around. He'll like be out 6 hours a day for, I don't know, like 10 or 12 pounds or something, because in that time it's only got like an hour and a half work and the rest is getting from A to B, and it's really not worthwhile. But because the community and the home are two separate things, and when he works in the home he's being lent from the community to the home, the community manager, who's a prat, excuse my language, won't let him do that. He said if you don't want to do the community, you can't do the home either. So Obi said, okay, that's fair enough, that's fine. Because he's got other things in the pipeline and he's really just had enough of the community work. It's not the people's, you know, it hasn't had enough of the people, it's the ethics of it and the management. The management are so disorganised and they're ridiculous. So they keep wondering, when he first started, he's been there 7 months now, when he first started there, they called him into a thing called, what was it called, a focus group. It was something like employment, recruitment and retention, how we can keep our staff, or something like that, because they're finding they're getting a lot of people joining and leaving quickly. The thing is, he told them, gave them a lot of feedback, as it did other people, and they haven't taken it on board, and therefore some of the other people that he was on the course with, the focus group, have left, and now he's leaving. Because they just don't know how to treat their staff properly. They don't pay them properly and they don't treat them properly. They don't give them any respect. And, he just feels he doesn't want the people to suffer. But at the end of the day, you can't live on the money that you get from that community work alone. And I can't say I'm sorry that you won't be doing the night work anymore, because I don't really like it. I've got used to it, but I don't really like it because it puts our days... I mean, I'm back to front with my life, with my sleep, enough as it is, and it, with him that way, it makes it worse. He's got a couple of other things coming up, so hopefully that they'll work out, and that'll be that. I'm sure they'll be sorry to see him go at the home. He's going to go up and see his manager sometime this week, just so that they don't leave on any kind of bad terms. And they haven't fallen out or anything, but he said he could tell the manager was really fed up today, because he said he didn't want to go back to the community work this week, and they'd put him in for it, but he hasn't got to do it now because he told him he didn't want to. He said he's got other things to sort out, and I think the manager thought he was working elsewhere, and he said, no, I'm not working anywhere else. He's going to tell him he's looking for work, but he isn't working anywhere else. That's not why he doesn't want to do it. It's just because it's a lot of fiddling around for very little, and in that meantime he could be looking for something else that's more suitable. So he's taking up half the day, more than half the day, for nothing really, and it's just too much. I know someone else who's recently started working for the same company, a different department. She's over in Croydon and she's just leaving as well because they've messed her about for the very same things. They just can't keep their staff, so they don't deserve them really. But at the end of the day, it's the poor people that get messed about because they get used to somebody, the clients, and then they leave. And it's sad, really. It's sad for them. But you can't blame people because they just get treated like crap. Connor is recruiting. I think he's got two members of staff to recruit in his job, or it might just be one, I'm not sure. And I thought this just might be of interest. He had about 30 applications, and he looked through them all and he said to me, when he came home from work today, to be honest, Mum, I looked through them all and there was only about four that were half decent. And he said, out of those four, three of them were in sixth form, either sixth form college or still at school, and they were only able to work at weekends, so he had to discount them. And the other person he thought looked okay, and he was going to give her a call. She'd worked in another shop in Orpington for 4 years. She left in August. He doesn't know the reason. And he was going to give her a call. And he just thought, on the off chance, I'll look her up on Facebook. And he said, I'm so glad he did, because all her stuff's public. And it's all talking about smoking weed. So that literally is... So, you know, beware what you put on social networking, because that has literally lost her that job. He was going to interview her anyway. But he's not now. And it's definitely the same person, same date of birth and everything. And she's got in her name on Facebook, her first name, whatever it was, doody doody do, bad girl, someone or other, you know. And you think, well, you know. And he looked at all her quotes and their things about puff puff weed and all this, and I think that's what he thought. No way. Absolutely no way. Anyway, I might update this now. I mean, I might send this now. I'll probably risk going over my data, but hey ho. Anyway, it's got quite cold. I've just put my heating on for a little while. It's really like autumn. Anyway, I hope everyone's okay. Everyone's had a good week and weekend, and I'll upload this, and I think I will upload this now. It's one less to go, put it that way. And there we go. I'm going to go and do what I've got to do now and keep my phone dry, you know? Very, very dry. I'm going to put it in my pocket. Oh, my niece dropped hers down the toilet last night, so I felt a bit better. Mine's not that bad. So she's got hers in a bowl of rice. Whether it's going to ever work again, we remain to be seen, but hers wouldn't come on at all. So mine was okay. It didn't get that wet. It just got wet in the wrong place. Anyway, all's well that ends well. And it's had a wash. Pause recording.